We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, you know, he's been a guest on Sports Talk any number of times, including, I believe, one of the Sunday specials that Joe was doing for a while. It's Mike Anthony. He writes for The Current. And, Michael, first of all, good morning. You're on fire, by the way.
Thanks, buddy. Well, in what way?
I mean, although I'm reading you've written two pieces, one on Sunday and then one coming up just the other day, or maybe it was Sunday. Anyway, man, en fuego, man. You're talking about, hey, guys, 2021, otherwise give it all up. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I addressed the topic on Sunday and then twice in the last two weeks. I lose track of what day is.
I know, me too.
I put in one of the pieces, I don't even know why we assigned labels to the days of 2020 anymore. But anyway, yeah, it's a topic I've touched on twice in recent days anyway, and it's probably one I will and or could touch on a number of times in the coming weeks and months as we creep towards the possibility of a fall sports season that I don't think should happen. Or even could happen. It's just too complicated and too dangerous of a situation in my mind. There's too much going on campuses, in the world, in our country. I don't feel like we're in any better spot with the COVID-19 pandemic than we were in March. So I don't think right now college athletics is what we should be pursuing.
By the way, as Joe has mentioned in his sports cast, when he's here to do them, he's on vacation right now, so there you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, UConn, for example, has scratched any number of sports just simply for budgetary reasons and I suppose also for the COVID virus. But what have you heard about, I mean, the two premier sports on campus, not taking anything away from Ray Reed or Mike Penders, what's going on with football and basketball?
UConn was in a position to cut some sports for an ongoing problem. It's really a discussion that's been going on for years for a problem
it's been coming.
Put it as UConn never landed in a Power 5 conference and continued in many ways to operate as if they were a Power 5 program, and life didn't turn out so well in the AAC, and the move to the Big East was one to really protect its top asset, which is men's basketball, which would be a main revenue generator.
Right.
So that forced, obviously, football into an independent situation where it forced the administration to have to get creative. And they put together a good schedule. They put together the TV deal. So football can be in a decent place. We'll see moving forward. There's still a lot of question marks. But obviously, first we have to get back to an operational situation. And I think that whole thing's going to be on hold, obviously, for the fall, and we'll see what happens in spring. And now, I even wonder about winter sports, and that's something they can table. They don't have to address that yet, but maybe winter sports is something that's also pushed back into the spring.
But I think one of the things you point out at current.com is the efforts that have been made to lessen the effects so that therefore somehow we can go ahead with football. Yeah, I mean, it's a money generator for a lot of schools, not so much for us. But nevertheless, you know, there's big money involved in this. And if there's a way they can play, they want to play. They want that TV money. And you're saying, guys, you know, it's each week it's going to be a different story. So, right? And I think that's essentially what you're saying.
Well, and you're right. It's a monster load of money involved with two things. The college football season being played primarily for all the money that rolls in from TV contracts. In the Power 5 world, and the NCAA tournament, which brings a lot of money to universities across the board for the amount of money the NCAA tournament generates. So, look,
right.
people people who understand that their budgets and entire way of professional life depend on that money are going to do anything they can to preserve a college football season and get that NCAA tournament rolling again. They already lost out on last year's NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I think even if they have to put 64 teams in a hat and have the thing in June, they're going to find a way to get it done in some fashion to get it on TV and to get the money trucks rolling back in. So, look, I'm not saying that any of that shouldn't be pursued to some degree or some of this can't be preserved. I just think anything in the fall is impossible. So, college football, if they're going to get that rolling, I think you have to push it all back. Everything just has to be pushed back. But you're right. There's so much money at stake. I had someone, one gentleman who offered some feedback on my column said there'll be financial Armageddon without a college football season. And I understand that there's athletic departments that would be decimated, even local communities across the Power Five world that depend on what takes place college football. So it's really complicated and it's really driven by money, but unfortunately I feel like sports, no matter how much money is involved, that's kind of an and thing. It's like let's get everything else in our lives in order
and then
we can address what's next.
And as far as UConn and the fall schedule, you mentioned that in passing. I guess a number of the teams, I mean, they're basically an independent now. And so they've scheduled some teams, but some of those teams have said, we're not going out of conference. We're going to cancel the game. Sorry about that, guys. So they've got like a couple holes already in the schedule, do they not?
They do, and they'd have to work to repair that. And I just feel like more dominoes are going to fall, and it's going to make things more complicated on that front, even if they continue to try to pursue it, which I doubt they will. But yeah, it's an interesting situation because in times like this, in situations like this, universities can kind of just follow the lead of their conference. Well, UConn's football program without a conference has no lead to follow. It will have to decide on its own whether it's a tenable situation. So yeah, opponents will fall off the board and, all of their games are non-conference games. So as you hear more and more conferences go through a conference games only schedule, that leaves UConn out on its own. By the way, I'm fascinated by the fact that people have come to this point of clarity where they have discovered that the virus can only be transmitted in
what's that?
Non-conference games.
Repeat that, would you? You kind of faded there.
I'm fascinated by the fact that people the athletics world have somehow come to this point of clarity where the virus can only be contracted through non-conference play. So, eliminated conference. I understand it takes a degree of complication out of the entire situation by scaling back a bit. But when you're talking about, that's like saying Michigan can, get 100 people on a plane and go travel to Rutgers for a conference game.
Yeah.
That's no risk. But if they play Appalachian State, that's a big problem. So I just don't buy it. I think everyone is just chasing something that just isn't within
going to happen
yet.
It's
not possible.
I think in fact, I just saw this morning the Big Ten apparently is only going to play conference games. They're not going out of conference at all, which kind of fortifies your point. If you pay Nebraska, well, then, come on. What's the exposure's exposure? No matter who it is.
Agreed. This isn't like a put one toe in situation, And people, and look, the people who are working towards this are doing exactly what they should be doing. They're just doing their jobs and they're working basically around the clock to try and figure out
some type of
framework that would work. I feel like it's on university presidents and conference commissioners to just come down and soon and say, all right, look, this is a futile pursuit. Just stop it, guys. And just let everyone catch their breath.
It's not a bad idea.
Let people on these campuses rest their minds and their bodies. Let the athletes, as disappointed as they may be, to have another season either canceled or pushed back, catch their breath and feel safe. I just feel like it's a good time to slow down things that aren't absolutely necessary and recalibrate.
well, to some people, football is the necessity in life. But no, it's true. And I read a thing in Forbes, I think it was, a couple of months ago, as this was just starting, and they were saying, like, state schools are probably going to be okay. But for a lot of private schools, especially the smaller ones, this is a big hit for them in general, you know, not just sports.
Sure. Oh, no question. And, you know, when we talk about college football, we think of either our local team, UConn, or we think of the national picture and all these big Power Five teams. But when you think of higher learning at large, I mean, there's campuses across the country whose primary motivation is simply just to get as many students back on campus as possible, because that's
exactly
what they do, and that's what their financial lifeblood is. So they couldn't give a darn about fall sports in the, or excuse me, sports in the fall. And that's why you'll see more and more pull the plug and move forward. So,
well, Mike, you always do great work, and I guess you'll be writing on any number of things, but I think you're kind of doing some general work too, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been an interesting few months. Everything's different. Right. So, but
at least you're working. I like that.
Yeah, there's always something to do. I've been busy with the sports world and in the news world as well. So,
all right.
I'll keep plugging away.
Hey, Renaissance man. Hey, Mike, thanks you much, man. We'll talk again.
Thanks, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.